Sukkah Perek Dalad Mishnah Gimel. Arava Shiva Ketzad. The Arava, when was that brought in the Beis HaMikdash? 7 days. There's a halacha l'moshe misinai. It's a mitzvah min HaTorah that the Arava would be carried around the Mizbeach all 7 days of Sukkot. And it was taken around the Mizbeach by the Kohanim. And the Shluchei Beis Din used to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Tazentav explains, therefore, even if any of the days of Sukkot fell on Shabbos, really there should not have been any gezeiros. We're not dealing with regular people here. The shluchei based in the Kohanim are zerizim, they're more careful, and we're not so concerned like we were by the luv that they're going to go take it to a chacham to learn. So really, mikar adin, it could have been brought all 7 days, no matter when Shabbos was, even on Shabbos. However, if that would happen, people would be mezalzel in the midst of lulav and say, hey, you see that an arav is taken all 7 days, but a lulav sometimes it's six. A lulav is not docheh Shabbos when it's not the first day, and yet the arava is. So therefore, they did not make it all 7 days. However, just like a lulav, there was one day that was docheh Shabbos that they would take the arava. When we say docheh Shabbos, there's really no iser min haTorah to carry an arava around the Mizbeach. We just mean that they would actually take it on Shabbos when normally one would not take it on Shabbos. And the day that was the day of the Arava that was even Doicha Shabbos is Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day of Sukkot. So as the Mishnah continues, what's the situation when the Arava is taken on all 7 days? Yom Shvi Shel Arava Shecholios B'Shabbos Arava Shiva. If the seventh day falls out on Shabbos, then that seventh day Hoshana Rabbah, taking the Arava around the Mizbech is Doicha Shabbos. Ushar Kol Yomim Shisha. But if Shabbos falls out on any of the other days of Sukkot, then the Arava is not taken out around on Shabbos. Rather, it's only 6 days. Now, why did they actually choose Hoshana Rabbah, the last day of Sukkot, as the day to take the Arava? Why not do it on the first day of Yontif, just like a lulav? So the reason is Taisus Yontif explains that people would think that the only reason that you're taking the Arava is similar to the Arava that's with the lulav that you can take on the first day of Yontif. So it has nothing to do with the special mitzvah, Lech L'moshe M'Sinai, of carrying the Arava around the Mizbeach. Rather, it has to do with the lulav. They won't realize that it's a separate, unique mitzvah. But they made it on the seventh day, like the Rav explains, that there should be a heker that everybody would know that it's Dioraisa. It has its own day and it's even Doicha Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. And nowadays, the Rav explains, it's a minig Nevi'im, that the Nevi'im taught us to take the Arava like we do on the seventh day of Sukkot. But we don't make a bracha on the Arava. And Taisantav asks, if it's a minig Nevi'im, why are we not doing it all 7 days like the Nevi'im did? But he goes into that. Ayin Sham.